What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
you're feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
Do this together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, folks.
Gobble,
welcome
gobble,
back
gobble, gobble.
To another
favorite holiday
by episode of the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Will Dawson, with my buddy, Kev Huggin Duggan.
What's up, my friend?
He's ready for seconds, but let's not forget Kyle the Coach Duggan.
Hi, guys.
All right, folks. Well, short episode this week. Obviously, it's Thanksgiving, and we all need to be with our respective families and such. And
except for us who were stuck at work.
Yeah, we'll be working like a couple of schmucks. But we still need to put an episode for you guys because we've got a couple of segments here that have been planned out ahead of time and we are not going to put them on the shelf.
No.
What are we?
Never. What do you not want to see the brisket broths have an amazing segment? I mean, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
So, folks, we don't have any injury reports or anything like that to go over with you this week. But we do have ourselves a mighty fine person. You know him. You love him. It's a great experience.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
Craig Experience. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
I'm going to state the obvious here because I'm a human being and I also empathize with you guys out there. This sucks. And unfortunately, we know this feeling all too well. As Chargers fans, we found ourselves in this place on multiple occasions. This season does feel a little different though, because it was supposed to be the one. It was supposed to be the year that they were able to make a run, at least deep into the playoffs. And I'm not saying it still can't happen. Y'all know that I'm a realist. At this point, things look grim. But also, the Chargers aren't mathematically eliminated, so there's always hope until there is no more. So with that being said, let's talk a little bit about the current state of things and the road to come. I'm here with you, always will be. So that being said, CC gang, the biggest of salutes, and to the rest of the Bolt fam, what is going on? She got Craig in Texas. And welcome to another edition of the Craig Experience. Nope. I'm not going to do what everyone thinks I'm going to do. Just flip out, man. Because what good would that do? Let's just address the issues head on and see what we can come up with. Maybe there's a resolve here. Maybe not. We're just fans. We don't know. All we can do is watch, give our own opinions, and maybe it makes a difference. Maybe it doesn't. But I came before you on last week's TCE and told you that I was a little concerned about this game against the Packers. I felt like the Chargers could win it, but I didn't think we should go into it assuming that we walk away with a dub. And the reason for that was there were issues both offensively and defensively that I didn't know had been worked out quite yet. And they were pretty alarming that they were popping up so frequently. And even though the Packers were a younger team, they had the requisite pieces to attack the Chargers' weaknesses and expose them. And it happened again, specifically on the defensive side of the ball. But oh yes, the offense deserves its fair share of blame pie. Ultimately, what I'm getting at here is, guys, it really doesn't serve us to pick and choose what we want to be angry about when it comes to this team. We all have our own opinions, and I'm sure they're warranted. The fact of the matter is currently the team isn't playing complimentary football, and there are way too many mistakes being made. You have to be able to get those things in order and play more complete football games against every team in the NFL, because the margin for error is very slim. When you're playing bad teams, you can get away with some crap. But if you're playing like the average to above, some of that stuff can really cost you. And it's really difficult to dig yourself out of holes like that, even against the not so great teams. The Chargers kind of found themselves in situations where they were basically pulling cheddar bobs, like pow pow, right in their own feet or legs. What did Cheddar Bob do? It was his leg, right? Not his foot. It's been a really long time since I watched 8 Mile. But anyway, some unforced errors kind of led to their demise, both offensively and defensively, and it's unfortunate. And now we're looking at a 4-6 record with a very difficult Ravens team to contend with on Sunday. So here's my thing. This is going to do one of two things, actually. What the Chargers just experienced and the bashing Brandon Staley is taking in the media is either going to divide them further or it's going to galvanize them, and they're going to come together and fight for their coach. I would like to believe that the guys in that locker room, number one, because this is their livelihood, take this very, very seriously, and none of them want to lose. So for the folks out there just claiming that quitting, I don't agree with that. Again, you are more than welcome to your own opinion. I just feel like there have to be some major steps taken in the way of simplifying things, specifically on the defensive side of the ball, that only seem to happen on occasion. There needs to be more consistency there. The simpler the defense is for the team, the better they perform, and that's been proven. So Brandon's kind of going to have to take a step back and look at the way that he's calling plays, because as you heard him say, he is going to continue to call them and find a way to best deploy a defense that suits his current personnel. Unfortunately, Joy went down. Good thing is it's a foot sprain, because it looked way worse. And, there's a chance he could come back this season, but I think that might be predicated on what the Chargers do the rest of the way. And maybe that's another rallying cry, man. Do it for Joey. You know, if they can find a way to win, he's on IR, so he'll miss the next four games. And if they can find a way to win, like, three out of the next four or something like that, which is a tough task. But if you look at some of these matchups, you could say that they're walking into situations with some winnable games. But again, as I stated before, you can't just assume that. But with the amount of talent on this team, they'll be in them, practically all of them. Even the game right now, I think they're only 4-point underdogs against the Ravens going into Sunday, which, I mean, if you would have asked me that before I saw that line, I would have never guessed it. So, Vegas knows something, apparently. But you got some other games coming down the pipe here where they can be competitive and they can string together a few good weeks. Because we've all seen this, right? we've been around long enough to know that the Chargers find themselves in situations where things look bleak, and then they can get on these little mini runs and they're right back in the thick of things again, and it comes down to the end of the season. When you have a player like Justin Herbert leading you, you're never out of it. He proved it again just this past week. So I want to take this opportunity to also continue to give the props to the man who deserves it. Number 10 is a warrior. Had again one of his best games in his young career, and he did everything he could to will that team to a victory, and it just came up short. What we actually got to see, though, was him growing real freaking time. Did you see him getting after Will Clapp after that delay call? I don't think he was trying to stand him up. It's just a switch got flipped. He had had enough. You saw the manifestation of all of our collective frustrations essentially transferred over to him in that moment. In those 5 seconds, Justin Herbert was all of us. And he let it out. And I'm fine with it. Because that level of emotion, that type of passion, shows you how much he cares. And honestly, I think that was another step in his progression as a leader. You know, he gets a lot of flack for not being super vocal. And I don't really have a problem with that. But that type of fire is what I feel like this team needs. Because no disrespect to Brandon Staley, but there's only so far a coach can push you as far as being inspirational. Could Brandon Staley's voice messaging be stale? Potentially, but you know what gets you through that and over that hump? The guys on the field. And if you can't play for number 10, then you have a problem, because that guy puts it out on the line every week. Using his legs, we got to see We got to see Rose Bowl Herbo. Once again, I've been begging for that for years, and it feels like they've been trying to keep him safe because he's dealt with injuries and not wanting to put at risk. But the kid is 6'6", 240 pounds, and he's an athlete. He's a weapon, not just with his arms, but his ability to make plays with his legs. And teams have to account for that. Could you imagine if they had design runs for Justin Herbert 5 to 7 times a game, somewhere around there? Teams playing man-to-man defense with their backs turned and defensive linemen getting upfield too fast in that pass rush, and him just like picking the gap, running through it, getting a solid 10 to 12 yards a pop. It's possible. And I feel like the Chargers need to look into it a little bit more, because they're hurting offensively. Like, you see the running game is going nowhere right now. They're down multiple wide receivers. They need to be able to generate offense elsewhere. And if you're going to ask 10 to be the guy, then it has to be with more than just his arm, because there aren't enough viable weapons for him to throw the ball to. So you have to fill that gap with allowing him to be an athlete, threaten teams that way. But again, I really liked what I saw from that show of emotion. And I think he needs to keep it moving going forward. It's something that this team needs, man. They need some more of those guys on the field just getting after each other. Again, not standing one another up, but being more motivational. Like, hey, I'm here. I'm giving it my all. I need you to be locked in with me so we can get this job done together. And I commend Justin Herbert for not holding back. And I implore him to continue to just keep it moving. Keep it up, man. Let the team see that side of you and be that leader. Be that emotional leader. I'm not saying not be who you are, but if you feel it, man, let that out. Within the confines of the game, of course, we don't need any crazy penalties. He would never take it that far, but I loved it. With regard to the rest of the offense, though, yeah. Keenan, it's unfortunate, had a couple of big drops. I feel like there were at least 2 touchdowns he had. I know that the sun was an issue, but people aren't really going to give that a pass, especially not for a player like that. But I'm not going to, with the type of season that Keenan's had, bag on him whatsoever. Like, again, if it's not 10 getting the job done, it's 13. So you're going to grant them some grace when it comes to mistakes because they can't be perfect. Hell, they darn near have to be in order for the team to stay competitive. So if the human side of them shows up and we're all fallible because we're human, then it's going to have to give those a pass every now and again, or just, you know, cut them a little slack, should I say. Not necessarily a pass. But anyway, guys, as you can see, I'm struggling because I empathize with you all. I know this feeling far too well. It's not fun. But again, the bright side to it is there's still a path for the Chargers to be successful this season. Regardless to how you feel about it, the fact of the matter is it can still happen. And until we're out of it, let's try to keep things on. Let's keep it level as we can. I'm not saying don't be emotional, because I would never disrespect you guys like that. You are more than welcome to feel however you feel. But let's just continue to support our team, because ultimately, regardless as to what you disagree with, those guys that are out there on the field are giving it their all, and they want it to work out just as badly as we do. There's no reason to believe they don't. I don't see anyone quitting. I've not witnessed that to this point. And yeah, at this point, you're probably enjoying some leftovers. I know I will be, because that's what I do with my feelings. I eat them, actually. If it wasn't for the fact that I worked out regularly, I'd be huge. Big old guy. Anyway, with that being said, I, again, am going to have maybe an additional couple slices of pie and or cakes and sweets, things of that nature, because I have a sweet tooth, and to my vice. Don't judge me. It's how I get through. But you guys, enjoy your time with your families, have some great food, enjoy some football, and let's get back to things on Sunday, man. Don't take for granted the things that you have. You got life, you got loved ones, and ultimately, football is just a game. I know that we probably take it a tad bit more seriously than that. I'm speaking for myself. Some of you may also feel me there, but at its core, don't forget what it is. It's okay to care, but there are some more pressing, important things in your life, I'm sure, and appreciate those. We'll circle back on Sunday, get some more Chargers football, hopefully results in a W. Let's see where we go from here for the rest of the season, but focus on what matters most. And that is my message, I guess, as corny as it may sound, but it's true. Anyway, until the next time, I appreciate you guys. You know who it is. It's Mr. Bolt Gang. Force of habit. I have not a lightning bolt on this sweatshirt anywhere. Look at me. I am all out of sorts. But whatever. Mr. T-O-P _FLYT3 over on Twitter. And also, you know, you can catch me on the Lightning Round podcast. So holla at your boy over there as well. So until the next one, y'all take it easy. See you later. Enjoy your food. And continue to cheer our boys on. See where we go from here. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Well, there you go, folks. Another awesome Craig experience. Craig, thank you much.
It's tough, but we're going to get through this together.
We are. Craig always makes great points, and we greatly appreciate that. Thanks, brother. Craig. Thank you.
Twitter game's on fire right now. He's coming out.
Follow
him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or X, or whatever you call it.
Yes.
He doesn't need a hype guy. He's his own hype guy on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah. It's fascinating to watch. I love it so much.
It really is. Hope you're having an awesome Thanksgiving, Craig.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And time to go on to the next segment, which I'm really anxiously looking forward to this because
I think we're in it.
Not just because we're in it, but because, okay, it's because we're in it. But
I just can't remember all the stuff we shot. So I'm excited to be a part of this.
This will be a nice visit down memory lane. So time for Brisket Abroad.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Well, there's no place they wouldn't try to hang out with Justin and his squad. Get ready to hear their positive thoughts. It's time for Brisket Abroad.
It's us.
Here we are.
Hello, our friends.
Hello, Kevin
and Kyle and
Adam
and Josie
and Andrew
and Kat
and Christine.
It's Christine, by the way, guys. It's not Christina.
Yeah.
We asked at the end of the day. Sorry, Christine, for accidentally calling you Christina a lot of the time. It's been 24 hours, so I feel like I don't even feel the pain anymore.
I don't even feel anything anymore.
Does this look like a weird growth?
That would be so bad. It's like 100% cancer.
Thank you, Karen, for awesome sweats.
Yeah.
We don't have time to mess around because we got a lot to cover.
Yeah.
We know we're all pretty sad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there feeling kind of negative. But you know, the best way to combat a negative charge, a positive charge.
Oh my gosh, it's science.
So get ready for this shamelessly positive charge episode of Brisket Abroad.
Because, oh my gosh, there was so much fun surrounding this game.
It's kind of ridiculous how much fun. It kind of makes sense that the game had to end in a Chargers loss just to restore some balance to the universe.
Oh, yeah.
Because if we also won and had the great time that we had that weekend,
the world would explode.
It probably would have exploded. So, guys, we saved the world.
We did it. Not everyone's going to thank us for it.
Without further ado, let's recap this great day, Green Bay freaking weekend. So, Kevin and Adam and Kevin's beautiful wife? Kevin and Adam and Kevin's beautiful wife, Josie, were all in attendance for this game. And I know what you guys are thinking. You're probably like, oh, poor Kyle. I bet he wished he could have been there.
He was.
Au contraire. He was there from the very beginning. What a great road trip buddy.
Yeah, I was a little surprised in his choice of music.
Okay, Kyle, what kind of song do you want to listen to?
What? Really?
You know, maybe it wasn't that surprising because he is married to a Hillary, so it makes sense that he would also like Hillary Duff music.
Yeah. And he really liked when we asked him to watch a Cinderella story for a Patreon.
That's true. That's a little inside Patreon joke. If you want to get it, you got to subscribe to the Charger Chats Patreon. But if you don't want to go over to our Patreon, that's quite all right. You can head over to chargerchat.com.
T-shirts, hoodies, and stickers.
This is like 7 pages long, so...
We gotta get cracking. I gotta go to sleep.
We arrived to Milwaukee at 4:30 p.m. with Kyle in tow. We met up with some of the coolest people we've ever met in our entire life.
Oh my God, hi.
Adam. Woo! And Kevin. And Josie.
The reason why?
And Andrew. And Kat.
Back to swing.
That's good. Yes!
And Christine. Some of the best top golfers you'll ever meet. I mean, look at us. We're pretty good too, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's all on the hips.
I missed.
Good practice.
I totally missed the ball on purpose.
Takes real skill to do that.
Yeah.
We hung out in this cool little indoor mall food court.
It was like cool, like a cool mall.
It's not like a regular mall. It's a cool mall.
Right, Regina?
Kenny Rogers?
The Rogers and the Kenny Rogers chicken was on. There's on an episode.
I'm pretty sure it's called Third Street Market. Is that right?
Just if you're ever in Milwaukee, look up cool indoor mall.
We highly recommend it. Then we did a little sightseeing.
We learned a lot from Adam about the historical aspects of the town and the architecture.
They mean the terror Old Queenie, I believe.
There it is, Old Queenie.
She jumped to her death as well.
She's dead!
Most of his stories ended with someone jumping off of a really tall building. But he's the historian.
I mean, facts are facts. And then we visited the sculpture that put Milwaukee on the map.
The Bronze Fonz.
What are you looking at?
Some white on this
roof. He's probably looking up at some potential rooftop jumper.
Yeah.
Fun fact, Fonzie's middle name is Herbert. Arthur Herbert Fonzarelli.
So.
We only know that because we looked up why the heck is there a Fonzie sculpture in Milwaukee.
We still don't know.
So Saturday night was a real rager. We had a real good time. Also got a shout out, Milwaukee. They were repping the Bolts hard.
Oh yeah, you already bet Milwaukee's record.
What's it mean,
David Bolt?
Somebody's obsessed with the Chargers.
It's starting to make sense now why they have that Fonzie sculpture. I think that that was their way of low key having Herbert involved in their city without outright having a bronze Justin Herbert sculpture. Because that would just be over the top. So they're like, what's the closest we can get? Arthur Herbert Fonzarelli. Then
it was game day.
We met at 6:50 a.m. to get on our bus to Green Bay.
There he is.
And since it was game day, we played games. The first game was a getting to know you game. And we really got to know each other pretty well.
I thought she was Australian. What was your most embarrassing moment, Mary?
I asked a deaf girl where her accent was from.
Oh.
And this was Kevin's first celebrity crush.
Pee-wee Herman.
That was definitely Kevin.
And then the next game we played needs no explanation.
What if Adam and Kev shaved their beards?
The never nudes would be elated.
The never nudes would be elated.
What if the world as a whole decided we should never wear underwear on our heads?
Don't tease me, that's all I've ever wanted.
What if Philip Rivers got you pregnant?
I would squeal like a pig.
Oh my gosh.
It's a good time. Another highlight from the bus ride. Kat gave us these awesome Justin Herbert stickers.
Justin! Justin! Justin!
Thanks, Kat. You're sitting right next to Justin. Oh, no.
Thank you, Kat.
Yeah, I love stickers, and I love Justin Herbert.
They're two great things coming together. Also, we are so sorry you were car sick, Kat. That was so sad.
But you're a real trooper.
You're a real trooper.
By the way, if you've never been there, this is what Wisconsin looks like.
Crunchy set.
Crunchy. Uh-oh.
An hour and a half of that beautiful countryside later, we arrived at Green Bay, Wisconsin.
They were really obsessed with that yellow and green color palette they got going on.
Yeah, they got one thing going for them, and it's yellow and green.
We are Green Bay.
Oh,
right there, too.
Oh, let's get you three touchdowns.
Oh, my God.
Are
Oh, you got a Chuck E. Cheese. Come on.
Even Chuck E. Cheese was green and red. But so we arrived, and then we commenced the incredible journey through enemy territory to find the Chargers tailgate.
Hey!
Woo! Go Bolts!
The Packers fans were pretty friendly. They gave Mary a potato.
I'm not going to point out anybody. But anyway, so when I say go,
why?
Dangerous precious.
Yeah, I don't know what it meant. It's probably an ancient Wisconsin custom.
Maybe I'm married now.
That sucks.
I don't want to move to Wisconsin.
Beast?
Kevin flashed us, but in good taste.
It was consensual. I debated putting that joke in there or not.
We'll see. We'll see if it makes the final cut.
We know the Charger Jack guys will think it's funny. And then we made it to the tailgate.
What do you think, Adam?
It's pretty cool. I'd love to have a house here.
It was tail greater than you could even imagine.
Look, it's a tail greater. That's our joke.
It had everything. It had this.
It had that.
Tell me about this painting. What does it mean?
Just it's a veterans tailgate zone. We're incorporating some patriotic themes, and then a legend himself, Jordy Nelson.
Wow, is he your favorite player?
He's one of them, for sure.
It had apple cider moonshine.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Yeah, someone like made it, I don't know.
In the back of their car.
That's what we drank.
We all drank it.
And we're still here.
Yeah. 24 hours later, we're not dead yet, so.
I mean, I can't see anything, but worth it.
They say you should never come to an event empty-handed, so Mary also contributed to the tailgate.
What did I bring?
That potato. He left it on the table.
I'm such a bad wife.
She promised she'd never leave me. That's what taking the potato means. Do you want to say?
Another phone.
Wait, no, you skipped ahead.
Okay.
Then the apple cider moonshine started working its magic, and Adam and Kevin started showing their moves.
Look at him go! Yeah! Now let's see it.
Yeah!
It didn't take much. They had like one sip. Another fun moment was when Heather didn't realize the phone was recording inside of her bag for 13 minutes.
13 straight minutes.
13 straight minutes.
So please enjoy.
13 straight minutes.
No. Please enjoy Yeti or Not, Lil Herbie's perspective of the tailgate. It's good to know that they were having a good time too. They're looking up everybody's noses.
We tailgated to our heart's content, and then we had to get our little booties inside the stadium.
As you've probably heard, Lambeau is like basically in a neighborhood. Here's one of their neighbors. It's like straight up, the stadium's like in someone's front yard. Now is probably a good time to talk about your opinion of Lambeau Stadium's external appearance. What did you think of it?
From the outside, it looked like a really nice middle school.
It's so cute.
It kind of looked like kind of silly a little bit, or like, aw, like, aw. That's what it looked like to me from the outside. You know what
aww.
I mean?
Aw.
Good for you. Kyle definitely liked it.
I'm gonna take it.
No, I'm a filmman. I'll send it to you. Be like.
He was like. Once inside the Packers stadium, Packers fans were pretty nice.
Yeah. Welcome to Lambeau. Have a good game, guys. Have a good day.
That's all right. I got Herbert as my fan.
This couple let us try their nuts for free.
You normally got to pay for that.
You want to try one?
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
So nice.
It's Wisconsin hospitality.
The nicest thing.
LA air.
Where are these 10 warm?
Oh. So you get a combo.
That's the review.
Thank you.
I think we're also supposed to say, you like D's nuts? That's for Kevin's kids. I don't know which one specifically.
Yeah.
But one of you likes that joke.
Yeah, you right there.
I want to try D's nuts.
Stadium nuts, A+.
Speaking of A+'s, Kyle also made an actual appearance.
All right, we love you, dude. We
You're on the segment
hi.
Now.
Show us the baby. Show us the baby again.
Show us
again.
The baby.
Oh, there he is. All right. I love you, dude. Bye.
And Bo made an appearance. It was nice to meet you, Bo. What an honor to meet a little baby who's new to the world.
Oh my gosh, we're on the first faces he's ever seen.
Oh my gosh.
I think.
His eyes were closed. Ah. Probably for the best.
Yeah.
It was good to see you, Kyle. And good to see you, Bo. And then, the moment you've all been waiting for, the moment we gazed upon Lambeau Stadium with our own eyes. We were kind of afraid that we'd be disappointed because, you know, people talk about some stadiums, well, like Arrowhead, and I was like, Lambeau was not a disappointment. Besides the screen situation.
Yeah, there's some crazy glare going on.
Yeah, we couldn't see the screen to the right because of the sun glare, and then you couldn't see the screen to the left because you were looking directly at the sun. So it was kind of hard to know what was going on a lot of the time at that game. Yeah.
You just based it off of what the Packers fans were doing, and then you just felt the opposite.
Yeah. Like, oh, they're all happy.
No, no.
Dang it. So we didn't catch the ball. Other than that, pretty cool. The bleacher situation made it feel kind of like cozy. Like
It was very cozy.
A little too cozy.
We were told to rent the little seat cushions because, you're not actually going to sit on them, but you need it to reserve your spot. Otherwise, people are just like, squeeze you out when you go to pee.
Yeah. The steps were pretty freaking dramatic, as demonstrated here by Andrew and Mary.
Yeah, Andrew! Good luck, baby boy!
Oh my gosh, there.
Okay, let's have some fun. Stand the queue. Your goal is an in-state.
Look at him. Having a hard time. But it was actually for the best, because it made it to where it was a more dramatic angle of the stadium, so you have a good view, as opposed to at Arrowhead, like the steps are insanely shallow. And so in between you and like the people in front of you, you can't see that well. Yeah, it's not. So the big steps were good, even though they were really difficult to walk down.
Yeah.
Anyways, Arrowhead sucks. So then we drop Andrew and Kyle off at their seats.
Wait, is this really your section?
That was so cute. I freaking love that so much. Kat and Andrew and Christine, their seats were all in the shade for the whole game. When we met up with them afterwards and we're talking about what was your experience like, they were like, we were freezing the entire time. Where Kevin, Adam, Josie, and Mary and I got sunburned and were like blinded by the sun the entire time. But we were warm. Then we made our way to our seats in section 111. Bench 3, and we finally get to meet up with South Dakota Adam.
Hey! He's here! He's here!
I found it! I found it! I got lost!
Did you get lost?
I guess he got a little lost.
Who doesn't? Now and then. And then South Dakota Adam got to meet Charger Chat Adam.
Hi, Adam! Hey, Adam.
Hi, Adam!
I'm Adam! You're Adam! We're both Adam! I'm Adam! You're Adam, too!
We're both Adam!
And South Dakota Adam got to meet Charger Chat Kevin. And he was sad that he didn't get to meet Charger Chat Kyle, but he understood.
Kyle didn't
make it. The pregame was a great time as always. We got to see Matt Money Smith.
How you doing?
How are we, Mary?
Very good. How are you?
How are you?
Great. Having a fun trip?
So freaking fun.
Yeah. We also got to see him later up in his announcer tower.
All right, my buddy!
We had a real controversial sign for this game. But what can we say? You don't choose who you love.
We can choose to love our coach, and you can choose to hate us for it. First Amendment!
Lambeau is obviously open air, so we got to enjoy the jet flyover, which is always cool. And we also got to enjoy the national anthem and America's second national anthem.
America's song!
Do not believe we're
Woo! And then Adam was singing Creed.
Oh my gosh.
I just really wanted to put that
it's
part
so
in.
Good.
Creed. We have to give the biggest of shout outs to South Dakota Adam. Adam had a post where he said that he wants to always sit within high five range and earshot of us at every game, and we feel exactly the same.
For sure.
Look at what a good time Adam is.
Do you have any predictions for this game? What's gonna happen?
I just wanna see a touchdown from Quentin Johnson. Touchdown from everybody. Everybody gets a touchdown.
Everybody.
It's like Oprah, but with touchdowns.
How about the entire defense does a Lambeau leap?
Because they got a touchdown.
Yeah!
I'm a nutty nut.
We're gonna figure it out.
We're gonna figure it out. We really appreciate it. At all the tough moments of the game, Adam was just like, we're figuring it out. We're going to figure it out. For future games, I would want to make sure that we're all sitting together.
Yeah.
Luckily, Adam and Kevin and Josie were just two sections over, so we could at least, we had some cheering together moments, as you can see.
Oh my God, yes. Hey, man! Hey!
In the future, I think, rather than being a couple sections over, we should just be in the same section.
Yeah. It's for the best.
It's for the best.
So a football game happened.
We did not win. But as we went through it before, the world would have been destroyed if we did win because of the amount of good time we were having. It's just science, okay? It was hard to swallow, but not as hard as it was for Kevin to swallow that pizza that had mustard, onions, and sausage on it.
That's mustard.
That was gross.
What the heck are you doing, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Why in the world would you put mustard instead of sauce on a pizza? And it was like a matzo cracker. It wasn't even like crust. How dare you even call that pizza? So we were all very sad. And then we had to ride in the bus together sad. What are you going to do?
We spent the first hour of the bus ride silently wallowing in our misery.
But then the second hour of the bus ride, we're like, screw it.
Yeah.
It's in the past. Let's play Heads Up.
I was in it in high school.
On the top of the ceiling.
Oh, fill around the room.
Yeah!
Cookie.
Ocean cookie.
Ocean cookie.
That's a horse.
Reddish horse.
Sea biscuit.
Cookie. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
and God.
That's my favorite outfit. Oh, Devil Wears Prada.
Yes.
Angela's small dog.
90210 dog.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua.
Yes.
Justin Herbert's favorite movie.
Sorry.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
We got good to not even challenge this crew to Heads Up because you're going heads down. Oh my gosh. Dude.
Yeah.
I almost forgot. I can't even believe this is probably like the most important thing that happened at the game. But, you know, there were so many great things that happened. Sometimes you forget about the most important thing that happened. So when we went to go get cheese curds, I finally happened. We met Justin Herbert.
You're not Justin?
Oh no, it wasn't.
Oh, yeah, he had the sign.
He had the sign. Crap. If he didn't have the sign, I would have sworn that we finally met Justin Herbert. That was it?
That was it.
And that's what life is all about. Being together, mm-hmm. making memories, mm-hmm. having some belly-aching laughs, and comforting each other in the hard times.
Yeah. When we are finally victorious, we will bask in it together.
And it will be glorious. It will be glorious. We love you guys. Thank you so much for a magical weekend. We'll see you on the next Brisket Abroads, where we take on the Patriot fans. Should be interesting. We're in the front row for the Patriots game, though, so there'll be no one in front of us. They'll be like, stop whistling in my ear.
Maybe Bill Belichick will come over and be like, you guys, oh my gosh, you're being so rude, insensitive.
Because he's a middle-aged woman?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's so weird. I didn't even think about that we will get to see Bill Belichick.
We will.
What are you going to yell at him? Cheater, cheater, cheater! Brisket broths.
Can you tear the me higher? To the players where blind men see.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for letting us be a part.
I felt like an out-of-body experience watching that.
It is a nice visit down memory lane for sure.
It was just such a fun trip, man. Like
it really was. There was a lot of laughs and smiles.
Because I've gone to so many like Chiefs games, though that's been my away game,
sure.
that I never really get to experience another event or live the broad lifestyle, if you will. But while like literally seeing them at tailgate, like they are bothered the entire time.
No.
Yeah. And it's so funny. Like, will you guys take a photo of us? Like, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm all about. All about it.
Yeah.
They're famous.
They're famous. And we love them so much. And we're so thankful that they take so much time and effort to put forth one of those videos. Yeah, it means the world to us. Thank you, guys. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. But before we go, we've got some bold predictions to give out. So what are the bold predictions against the Baltimore Ravens this upcoming Sunday night, right?
Yep.
Sunday night game, another primetime game.
Primetime Herbert.
Woo.
With a healed finger, what is he going to do?
What could happen?
What will happen?
All right, I'll go first. You guys
thank
stop.
You. Because we keep looking at each other like,
are you going to go?
Say
no,
something.
You go.
No, you say go. Something.
This is definitely the best defense that we've played all season long. So
100%.
It's going to be a little bit of a battle. It's always going to be a one score game. So I'm going to take it down to a 17-14. No, I don't know. That doesn't sound right. I'm going to change it. Going 21-20 Chargers with a late W. We're going to be down at the end and score a game winning touchdown. I'm going to say Quentin Johnson doesn't drop any balls this week.
Ooh.
I like that.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. Do you want to go?
No drops.
Sure. I'm going to say it's going to be the opposite of the Packer game, and the Chargers are going to win 23-20. Care of Dicker the Kicker.
That was mine.
Game-winning field goal.
Nice.
Don't you regret now handing the ball over?
This is why I try and bum rush every one of these segments, because I got to get my shit out.
Well, it's Thanksgiving, and you were in a giving mood.
I'm thankful for you guys.
All right. On the spot.
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a close game, but we actually get the win on this one.
Hmm.
Similar prediction with Dicker Kicker, but I'll go on top of that.
Ooh,
we're going to go 24-23 Chargers.
24-23.
But we're going to, defense is going to hold them. We're going to be up 24-23, and the defense is going to hold them, and we're going to win the game.
Wow.
That's my bold prediction.
That's
and Justin,
a huge prediction.
Very bold.
Justin Herbert's going to throw for 300.
Wow.
That's my bold prediction.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Come on, defense. Staley, players? Don't let me down. Let's go.
Anything else you want to throw on top of that?
Parlay? Darius Davis return
punt
for a touchdown. Another one.
Wow. Khalil Mack sack. who else keep gets going? A sack?
Such Tuli a giving
gets
mood.
A sack.
Oh, okay.
Eckler, Keenan, Justin is going to rush one. And then kicker, Dicker, the kicker is going to kick it.
Okay.
What's that part?
How much question. Think
yeah,
what's 24? Dicker's first name?
Cameron.
Okay, good.
Suck my Dicker.
Nice.
Almost that was a test. There,
and you passed.
You found it out there.
You panicked.
Cameron.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us here, folks. Again, happy Thanksgiving to you all. Anything you want to say you're thankful for? Should we end it with that?
I'm thankful for my family. Not only my family, but my Bolt family.
Bolt and family.
Love you guys all so much. All these experiences we've had over the last 5 years doing this has been so freaking fun. Yeah. So let's keep them going.
How about you, Kyle?
Yeah, thankful for football. Just, I get all of it. It brings everything together. It really is like such a weird, silly thing that us grown men are obsessed with this sports team that has nothing to do with us.
I know.
But it's such like a fun extra part of my life that just fun to do. It's just it's a fun
it's a
hobby.
Community.
So
it's a community.
Enjoy it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I am thankful for everybody, all of you that take the time to not only listen to us, but to interact with us, to comment with us. You know, for a long time we were doing this just because we wanted to do it and we still want to do it. But knowing that there are people out there that actually enjoy what we do to the point that we've got people on Patreon, we've got people wearing patches and shirts.
Let's go, baby.
Means a lot to us.
It really does.
It really lets us know that we're doing something right in this world. And I really appreciate you guys, and I appreciate you too. I'm very thankful to have this with you guys because what else would I do? I'd be sad and alone and screaming and
amen.
Be pulling my eyes out.
Amen. Preach, brother.
So, all right, folks. Well, happy Thanksgiving yet again. And that's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you. Bye.
You scared me. That came out really loud in my headphones.
Your woe is going to be clipped in post.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.